Welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the very first one for 2025. And if you're new, this is the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. I'm Ian, and I'm joined every week by Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile. We take a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So whether you're looking to brighten that smile or protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and also the latest insights. So stay with us as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and your finances. Dr. Udelman, for the very first time for this brand new year, hello to you and welcome back.
Hi, Ian. Great to hear from you. Happy New Year. And it's great to be back. We were open during Christmas and New Year at OptiSmile. And every year, it seems like we get more and more yachties, people working on yachts, the big industry in Cape Town and in South Africa, especially people from coastal towns. And this year, especially, we saw so many yachties. So I decided to kick off the year with three episodes, especially aimed at yachties and specific things that we see to do with yachties. So if you're a yachtie, share this with your friends. If you're thinking about becoming a yachtie, maybe this will get you interested. We have some great stuff for you today.
Yeah, this is a very, very interesting topic, Dr. Udelman. So let's talk about smile maintenance while living on board. So my first question to you would be, from your perspective as a dentist in Sea Point in Cape Town, what unique oral health challenges do yachties face when they're living and working on board for months at a time?
So yeah, look, we get stews and bosuns and even captains coming in. It can be quite a stressful job. We often see crew members struggling to maintain proper routine because they have long hours, which are unpredictable, and different watch schedules. If you're a deckhand, I believe that they have very limited personal space, so you don't have your own space to spread out all your oral hygiene stuff. You can't set up your toothbrush and your toothpaste and your mouthwash and your floss and all of that. So you know, it's a bit of a hassle. You obviously have to be kitted out and ready to go. And something else that we see, because we've had a number of chefs, some of them working on famous people's yachts. They're not allowed to say, but to be honest, if you Google, you know what the name of their yacht is, and if you Google, I mean, it's unbelievable. You've got the Capetonians and people from PE and so on that are working with some of the wealthiest people in the world. And, you know, working in the kitchens, or if you're a stew or a galley hand, you know, there's always beautiful foods, wonderful fruits and all types of things if you're a private yacht. And they tend to snack on those foods as well. And we find that people drink a lot of energy drinks like Red Bulls and these other things, you know, called Monster and Mother and so on, and those can cause problems, which we'll get into. And also, you know, busy crew life, which leads to postponing dental checkups, so small problems can become big issues by the time we get to see them in Cape Town.
Now, you've obviously treated many yacht stews, deckhands, and even captains. Which daily habits or routines do you recommend they establish to keep their teeth healthy despite these irregular watch schedules, Doctor?
You know, so I tell them, even if the schedule is chaotic, aim for at least two solid brushing sessions a day, perhaps after your main meal, whichever that one is, and one before lights out, whenever it is that you sleep, depending on your watch or your shift. And, you know, flossing sounds like a real hassle. Try some little interdental brushes or floss sticks. For some people, they may not be as good as flossing, but they're more convenient. You know, you can at least clean between your teeth. They're small, they're quick to use, and you can keep them in your cabin. You don't have to be flossing in front of a mirror. And, you know, if brushing immediately after a meal isn't an option, just rinsing with water or a quick mouthwash can help to remove some of the debris until you can properly clean. And, you know, remember, remind each other, we always have a couple of mates, have a dental buddy system, and motivate those around you to take 2 minutes for your oral care and it makes it easier to stay motivated if you make this a thing on your particular yacht.
Now, there's obviously a lot of temptation because yacht galleys often have quick snacks and nice sugary drinks. So how can crew members make smarter food choices or manage sugar intake to protect their teeth while they're on charter?
So try to space out sugary treats. If you're constantly snacking, it's much worse than eating a treat in one go because your teeth stay under acid attack for longer. And consider swapping out sweet drinks for water or like a sugar-free iced tea if it's not acidic. If you're going to be drinking a lot of sparkling water, if you've got sparkling water on tap, make sure it's a mineral water like a Pellegrino if you have access to that because it's got minerals and it's neutral. A lot of sparkling waters we've spoken about, it can cause sensitivity because of carbonic acid. So look for a pH that's above 5.5. Anything that's like 6 or 7 is great. And keep healthy snacks like nuts, cheese cubes, crunchy veg on hand. These can actually help to clean the teeth and to balance the mouth pH. So that's a really good tip right there. And if you do have something sweet or acidic, give your mouth a quick rinse or chew some sugar-free gum quickly afterwards. Obviously, you don't want to walk around chewing in front of the guests. You know, this will help to minimize damage. I think during this series, we're going to also point people towards a podcast we did at the first part of last year. We did one particularly on diet and tooth decay. We did one on cavities, and we did one about sensitivity.
Okay, and then what about the captains or heads of department? So what advice would you give to them to help foster a stronger oral hygiene culture among the crew, especially given the tight quarters and busy pace on board?
So I always say lead by example. If the captain or the bosun is seen making time for brushing and flossing, then others will also follow suit and see that it's important. Provide a convenient spot for storing personal dental kits. You know, this small gesture can really help keep oral care top of mind. So if there is a locker or place near a basin where it doesn't have to be a bathroom, it can just be a basin or maybe a hand washing basin or somewhere that people can go 2 minute brush without people knocking on the door to use the toilet. I think that would be a good tip right there. Encourage short breaks right after meal times for the crew to freshen up, or maybe after they've served a meal. While people are busy with a particular course, if they have a 2 minutes break, if it's going to be during the mains or something and they're going to be taking their time, maybe spending half an hour over a particular course, a couple of them can go and clean their teeth then. And also bring it up in crew briefings. Remind them that they're an investment to the yacht, that healthy teeth mean fewer lost days to dental pain. It can literally be a pain if you're a captain on a yacht and just one or two crew members are suffering from toothache or walking around miserable or not being as friendly to guests as they could, or even worse, have a real swelling or infection. And we'll get into that later and in our future podcasts for yachties.
So on board, they obviously have a lot of cabin storage limitation and even limited bathroom space. What compact or portable dental care products would you suggest that the yachties bring along?
So, yeah, look, there are these little travel toothbrushes. But to be honest, they don't take up much more space than a normal size toothbrush. Obviously, you want to rinse your brush and tap it, try to get it as dry as possible and put a cover on it. You do get nice little travel cases if you use an electric toothbrush. You get those little travel mini tubes of fluoride toothpaste. I'm not a big fan of mouthwash, so I think mouthwash can spill out onto the rest of your toiletries. I think chewing some sugar-free gum for a few minutes does a better job than mouthwash. You know, I mentioned interdental brushes, maybe even like communal floss if there is an area where everyone brushes and flosses, just keeping that stocked up with floss because not everyone remembers to buy floss or to use it. So that might encourage people to floss. Yeah, making sure if you've got Invisalign or a mouth guard that you have your name on your retainer case and you don't wrap your retainer or your Invisalign or your mouth guard or your night guard in a tissue, because it will definitely get thrown away. They're always cleaning up all the time. And if there's a tissue or something lying around with a valuable retainer or mouth guard, you can be sure it's going to be tossed in the bin in just a few seconds.
I want to ask you, Dr. Udelman, when you off, or you seeing a yacht crew during their off season in Cape Town, do you notice any common issues like tooth sensitivity or early gum problems that developed on board over time?
Yeah, so depending on seniority, some of the more senior crew, they are 2 months on, 2 months off, but Some of the newbies, the green crew, that it's only their second or third season, they will sometimes work all the way through from round whatever it is, April to October, and don't get a lot of time to look after any dental problems. So it's a good idea to get these things checked. But, you know, we often see tartar buildup and stain, especially if flossing hasn't been regular. In tooth sensitivity from brushing too hard and eating or drinking lots of acidic drinks like energy drinks, and that can creep up on them. And we've seen early gum inflammation, which is very common if there isn't consistent interdental cleaning, and you know, even minor cavities that have turned into big problems because they don't get handled quickly enough, and they put it off for one season or two seasons. Before you know it, they've got a toothache and it interferes with their work.
Definitely. And why might crew members put off those checkups while they're on contract? And also, what are the potential long-term consequences if they wait until the season is actually over?
Yeah, so busy schedules and going from one port to the next makes it feel like there's never a good time to see the dentist. You know, some yachties don't want to risk missing a day's work or letting the team down, so they just push through with any discomfort. You know, delaying care can turn a small cavity into a much bigger problem, like a root canal or an extraction. And ultimately, you know, ignoring dental issues can mean more time in the chair, more pain, higher costs. And, you know, a number of them have told me, you know, when they're on the south of France, you know, some of the smaller ports and harbors, these are people that work on these fancy super yachts. They go to very posh places. When you go into town, the dentists there are very expensive. In places like France, they don't speak English, and it's hard to get proper care. They do have their own Facebook groups, and the different captains, you know, will radio each other, talk to each other. Does anyone know a good dentist here or there? But it's always better and easier to do that on your home ground when you are in Cape Town. And, you know, funnily enough, I have been speaking to a few of these training academies. They have similar names like Super Yacht Training Academy and so on. And you've got to get a medical clearance certificate before you go and work on a yacht or on a cruise ship. And some of the stuff we're saying is not only for yachties, but also people working on cruise ships. But the medical clearance doesn't include any kind of dental clearance. And so you don't get people going and working and ending up with any kind of medical problems. But dental problems is definitely a big issue.
And how do you think a healthy, confident smile contributes to the overall guest experience and crew morale on a yacht, Doctor?
Yeah, so interestingly, the one lady that I spoke to said, you know, when you apply for a job, you put your CV, you got to have a picture of yourself in a white shirt or something that looks very like crew, like you're working on a yacht, and there should be a boat in the background. And when the captains are choosing crew and they have a photo on their CV, a lot of the time they're going by the look. And, you know, someone who's embarrassed of their smile maybe has chipped or broken teeth or yellow teeth or crooked teeth, and they're not smiling with a big broad smile in their photo on the CV, they might get skipped over by the skipper, excuse the pun, but they may be skipped for someone who's got a lovely smile, even though it may not be perfect. At least, you know, a bright smile can be contagious when the crew feel good. It reflects in the service they provide. The guests often notice the crew members' demeanor and confidence, you know, plays a big role in delivering a five-star service. You know, as I say, service with a smile. If someone's putting down some beautiful meal on a table, some caviar and smoked salmon, and the person looks up and says, "Oh, that looks delightful. Please, you know, give my compliments to the chef." And the person's is a stew or someone just helping out with serving the meal, and they're embarrassed to smile or they're shy because of their smile, and they don't smile back and say, "I certainly will, ma'am," or however they're supposed to address the guest. That smile goes a very long way, and the guest could take it that the person is being unfriendly, when meantime they just lack the confidence for very good reason, you know. And good oral health helps to avoid discomfort or distracting pain. If you've got a toothache, it's very hard to concentrate on your work and to stay awake. I mean, should I say, it keeps you awake. So it's very hard during the day, if you've been up all night, to stay awake for your shift. And, you know, everyone can stay focused on their tasks. And also, it fosters a positive work environment when team members feel well and they're smiling and they're laughing and they're looking good. Yeah, the whole team spirit goes up, and I believe on some of these cruises, the tips can be out of this world, and I'm sure smiling and laughing and happy crew go a long way to getting even bigger tips. You know, we all work for the love of our work, but the money helps as well.
Absolutely. So, also given that yachts sail from many different countries, do you find any cultural differences in their oral care habits? And also, how can they learn from one another to actually improve their dental health?
Yeah, so I think in South Africa, we've got a lot of first world type dental care, and we've spoken about oral health on our podcasts. And, you know, it's fascinating that some cultures emphasize brushing after every meal, while others rely on cleaners. Or if you've got crew from the Philippines or from India, you might find that they have different habits. And, you know, there's something called oil pulling that some of them might do. But, you know, sharing what you've learned from your dentist, and maybe what you might find is lower, you know, the deckhands and newbies or the lower paid crew members might not have very good oral care or know much about dental care. So it might work the other way, where crew members can swap tips on dental tools and remedies and help some of their fellow crew members from other countries that maybe not so lucky as some of us coming from South Africa. And you know, sharing personal stories, trying to help others, motivate them with new routines. And, you know, our very first podcast last year was about bad breath. It was just before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you have bad breath, they say you're always the last one to find out. And, you know, being you know, in close quarters with, literally close quarters, I think that's where the word comes from, with a fellow crew member that has bad breath, it's hard to handle. And, you know, something like tongue scraping, if you go back and listen to our fresh breath or bad breath episode, something like introducing your colleague to a tongue scraper could go a long way to making everybody's life a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more question, Doctor. If a yachty only has a quick turnaround, say, for example, 2 months on and 2 months off, what preventative treatments or checkups would you advise when they get back to Cape Town?
Yeah, so the 2 months on, 2 months off is the more senior, long-term crew members. Some of the newer ones might only have a couple of months back in Cape Town, you know, December, January, when the yachts are being refurbished and in harbour, they come home to Cape Town. And it gives them enough time to get a thorough checkup. And if you can only get your teeth properly cleaned once a year when you're back home in Cape Town, or we do get now yachts that live in Port Elizabeth and Durban and generally from coastal towns. I don't think there are too many yachties from Joburg. I haven't met one yet. Maybe some even from Marcel Bay. You never know. Ettenberg Bay, people that have been around boats say they love it. And we find that the yachties are finding OptiSmile. I've done a number of video consults where one of the guys was an engineer. He was down in the engine room. And another one was a second, I forget what you call him now, the captain's second, forgotten, but, you know, he was up on the deck with all the instruments behind him. And then we chat to them, you know, in October, November, and then they come December, they come over and we can sort out small cavities or help them treat any gum disease after they get a cleaning. A lot of them get take-home whitening. We'll do some in-chair whitening if they're in a hurry, but we've done four or five episodes about whitening. And even if your teeth are not perfectly straight, if they're clean and healthy and white, it really does help a lot. It boosts one's confidence. We see patients that are getting Invisalign. In fact, our next episode is all about Invisalign, especially for yachties, because it can be done remotely. So we check their Invisalign and we dispense new aligners and we do any cosmetic touch-ups, change out any old fillings. And also sometimes they have a big treatment plan that can take them a few seasons to get through before their teeth are perfect. And something that we offer at OptiSmile is actually for people where it's going to be their first time going and working on yachts. A lot of the ages that people go, it's usually during a gap year, you know, all the way from like 18 to 28. And sometimes they haven't been to the dentist for 2 or 3 years. And since dental issues are becoming more and more of a problem for captains, where people have to go off the yacht because they have a swollen mouth because of a wisdom tooth, or they need a root canal, or sometimes they even lose a crew member because of a dental issue. They got to leave them on shore and get another one if possible. And this can be a real problem. So we offer, I'll give patients the dental clearance, my own clearance certificate, which they can put on their CV that they have a dental clearance certificate from OptiSmile. We will do a 10-point check and make sure that they fit to sale. And so that's a little bonus. We don't charge anything extra. If someone comes in for a checkup and a cleaning at OptiSmile, we include that.
Excellent. And that's it for another Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth with Dr. Clifford Uhlman from OptiSmile. Big thanks to you, Doc, for another very interesting episode and the start of a very interesting topic at the beginning of a brand new year.
Thank you, and it was great to be on again, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes, absolutely, and then we'll tackle Invisalign for yachties. Also remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights with this podcast, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Also, don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions, and then join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Uhlman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across 4 continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.